Wrangell sent a copy of a resolution that they approved. It's about Senate Bill 198 by Senator Dunleavy, and it was to put a 12.5% tax on the fishing industry. Their resolution opposes that. You know, we could do the same thing, but I put it under communications instead of action because I don't think, you know, I've been told that bill's not going to go anywhere. In fact, the sponsor of the bill said he didn't, he just threw it out there for discussion. So if it ever gets in form of a bill, I mean, or gets through a committee, then maybe we should draft a resolution, unless we want to have it on the next assembly meeting to actually take, you know, draft a resolution and opposing it. But I don't see it's necessary at this point. Nancy?
Might not hurt to let them know what we think before they start mucking around with the fish tax.
Well, they are mucking around with it. But yeah, we could do that. We could we could just mirror their resolution. And but okay, Debbie, we could have that on their next agenda.
All right.
Whenever, May 2nd, I guess that's going to be.
Yes.
Some other communications from Deborah Lyons, Pacific Salmon Treaty Coalition. She was just thanking all the people, including us, for supporting the upcoming salmon treaty. And there's been all kinds of processors and other local organizations, tribal entities and stuff that have supported it. So that's another communication. If anybody's interested, you could get a copy of it from the clerk. And I received a letter, excuse me, from Barbara Blake from the Lieutenant Governor's office. It's about the transboundary river issue. And I forwarded that on to Debbie today. So you could, would you send that to all the assembly? And if anybody else from the public wants it, it's a basically out. They're going to send a letter addressed to U.S. State Department Director of Canadian Affairs, Chris Sandrolini, and it's getting a better explanation of the Boundary Waters Treaty and what the International Joint Commission will do if they convene. So it looks like it's moving towards that direction, but these are just some explanations of what they can and will do if it's put into action. So those are the only communications I have. If there's any other that people want to bring forward, I don't see any. Assembly discussion items and I recognitions. Is there any recognitions? See none listed. See no one raising their hand, and I don't have any. So I guess we'd have to recognize all the people because the construction started again today. So we'll have to exercise our patience trying to get out the road or anything, but it shouldn't be as bad as last year.
Exercise your patience and use your turn signals. What a good idea.
That's a novel idea. I think a lot of people around here need that lesson. Another discussion item is Papke's Landing, Kuprinoff, and Entrance Island Dock facilities. Also, while in Juneau 3 weeks ago or so for Southeast Conference, we met with Mike Lukshin. It was Randy Ruero, Stedman's, Senator Stedman's chief of staff, our lobbyist Ray Matyshowski, and myself met with DOT. And we're, in a sense, we're lucky that he wrote us the letter offering us the $730,000, whatever the price tag is, even though that's not enough, in my mind, to take those facilities over, because otherwise that money would have disappeared. They were clearing out departments loose cash they had sitting around, and since it was already offered to us, it's been that money's been encumbered, and that will be for quite a period of time. But it's a discussion we're going to have in the fairly near future, in my opinion, at least by fall, to decide what the borough wants to do with these facilities. And I think it's going to involve maybe even a public meeting to have the people interested that of our heavy users of the Papke's facility and the Kuprinoff one. So, and I asked him if it was possible if we could work a little cooperative thing there. If we took the facilities and if they demoed the one in Entrance Island, if we decided it wasn't worth keeping, and his answer was, at an expense, of course. So that would probably reduce the amount that they offered us. And as far as they have to convey the Kuprinoff dock to the borough, Petersburg borough. You can't convey it to the city of Kuprinoff. So we're in the same position there. So I just thought I'd let you know what I've heard from Mr. Lukeshin. So, Nancy?
As has been pointed out to us by a member of the public, we aren't going to get any more money from the state. In fact, we're going to have to give them more and more. And I don't think we should even be discussing this until those docks are in service areas. There's no way we can afford to operate, maintain, and repair them without a bigger chunk of change from the state. $750,000, and they said we could use it for a matching grant to get more money from the state, but $1.4 million isn't enough to repair, maintain, and operate.
No, definitely not to operate. I can't remember the figures, but that's enough for one of the two facilities to be repaired. I believe maybe GLOW knows the numbers better, but...
Maybe they could repair it. I don't see how they can operate it and maintain it.
Well, that discussion was had that day in the room, too, and if we decide we don't want them, which could happen, then the state keeps ownership, and if they get in such a state of disrepair, they tear them out.
Well, if we own them and they get in such a state, can we tear them out, or do we have to continue? I believe I read in here somewhere what'll happen in the event the municipality fails or ceases to administer, maintain, and operate the harbor facilities as public facilities, title to the harbor facilities shall revert to the state of Alaska, if but only if the state elects to resume title. So once we resume it, from somebody who apparently doesn't want it, or they wouldn't be giving it to us, we're stuck with it. So I say, let's let the state be stuck with it. And we probably shouldn't be encouraging them, offering them hope by continuing to discuss it.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm encouraging them, but I think we have to have more of a public discussion, regardless of what our decision is in the end anyway. But
I think there needs to be a public discussion of it too, and I think it needs to occur before the people that use these facilities, leave, the big users leave for the winter.
Well,
the other part of that is that if you would do a student study of those facilities, particularly Papke's, I think you'd find out that the users, particularly in the wintertime, aren't from outside of town. And so I do think that discussion needs to take place before winter.
Nancy?
So if it's not being used by the people who need it the most, even less reason to spend money on it, that needs to be in a service area. So we know who's going to be fronting the bill for operation and maintenance.
You're now collecting, Nancy, bed tax and sales tax from all those lodges that are sitting out there too, which they get no benefit from. I think that has to be in that equation too.
Wait, they get no benefit from what?
The bed tax or the sales tax of which these lodges are paying the borough.
They get it for in the benefit in the but because of we increase visitor services and they benefit from them.
Okay, well, we'll have more discussion on this when we actually take formal action, and I agree with Bob, and I agree with Nancy, we have to figure out how it's going to be paid for, and we can't afford it. And obviously the state's getting out of the harbor business, and that's why we have all the harbors on Metcalf Island are ours, except for the Papke's one. So anyway, any more discussion on those three facilities? I know it's going to get interesting when we start involving all the public, so maybe we'll wait till the administration gets moved in. Maybe sometime in late May we can have a public discussion on it, and then we'll get the feel of the all of the users, if they're paying attention and they want to come and talk to us about it. And Eric, you wanted to add something under assembly discussion items, the marijuana ordinance, I believe?
Yes, I was just I was proposing that we move our discussion item on the marijuana ordinance to the agenda on next meeting. I feel that largely thanks due to Mindy for having revamped the borough webpage in order to be able to receive more comments. It looks like we have a few more comments that have came across the agenda this week. And in order to allow the entrepreneurs in town to give them the time before the state really starts accepting the permits, I feel that it's our due diligence to get this ordinance passed however we see fit after the three readings, and just give the public the amount of time that they'll need to be able to come up with their business models.
Again, what's the date the state's going to start issuing permits?
Late July.
After the FBI conducts background studies on everybody who applies for a permit. People have already turned in permits, and the one or two that have been approved are waiting for a background check on the people to make sure they don't have any obscure federal FBI charges.
Well, okay, I agree with Eric, though. I think we've got an ordinance drafted mirroring the alcohol ordinance, so I don't see why we couldn't have that on our next agenda. The first reading would be May 2nd, and second one on the 16th, and then the 6th of June would be the third reading if all the meetings take place as planned. Mm-hmm. And we'd have something in place before the state started issuing the permits? Is that what you're...
Yeah. When we talked to Cynthia Wall, she said that they weren't going to begin finalizing the permits until after their second meeting that their board has, Marijuana Control Board. So coming up at the end of late July, she was thinking, at least when she spoke to us, is when that meeting would occur. So I was hoping to give the public enough time to respond to our ordinance that we either enact or don't.
Well, if word gets on the street that we're going to start, the three readings, they could, mm-hmm. will be posted. Is that posted on the website, our
yes.
draft ordinance? I thought so. So then it gives them time to look at it, and they could see what they're up against, I guess, at this point, without, subject to change. Any other assembly discussion items? And no recognitions. Okay, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We're adjourned.